and they're connected by a roof, which covers the open area in between the two rooms.
The alcove? You mean the part that you go through that's not part of the house, that is, you have to go out it into in order to get into the other part?
What would you call the whole house? Do you have a name for that?
Oh, well, no, I'm not sure about that.
Okay. Have you heard of a dog trap house?
No.
Okay. What do you call a house with a very long entry hall that is set at a 90-degree angle to a large single room?
I know what you mean, but I'm not familiar with that either.
Okay. Hall and parlor house?
Oh, yes. Well, I have heard of... well, no, I haven't heard of a hall and parlor house, but I've heard of, like, a house that has a hall or a parlor.
Okay. Can you tell me about any other small houses that have very distinctive design that you could describe?
Small houses.
Yeah.
No, the only thing that about the small houses that I have known about that I thought was that would be distinct is usually the fireplaces that they have, you know, in them.
Mm-hmm.
There were houses that, when I was a girl, that was small, but they had fireplaces in them. But they were small houses.
Oh, I see. Okay. what would you call a lot of houses that are all alike and they're right next to each other, but they're not connected? There may be a whole street filled with houses like that.
A tenant, a flat. Oh, let's see. It was, a tenant, I believe. It seems to me that that's what I have,
that's what
been acquainted with, yes.
Okay. What kinds of buildings would house several or many families?
Apartment.
And what would you call a large building where the residents own the whole building, or own the building, and they share the expense of keeping it up and everything, but, you know, they don't rent it out? You can buy the individual part.
Townhouses.
Okay. What would you call a condominium? Have you heard that?
Oh, yes. Well, yes, because some of the condominiums now you can buy.
Mm-hmm.
But, did you say that you couldn't buy?
Well, maybe, yeah, maybe you can buy, rent these also.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. What would you call an apartment that occupies an entire level of a building, but it's not necessarily at the top of the building?
You would rent the entire level of it.
Mm-hmm. It's just a big apartment on one whole level.
Is it the ground floor apartment?
No,
I guess not.
What would you say a flat is?
Well, you know, I really don't know. I'm not familiar with flats. Now, usually in places like Chicago and places like that, I think they have them, but I really don't know about them.
Okay. Most apartment buildings have a man who does certain repairs, you know, in general, fixing things up in the building. What would you call him?
Would that be the janitor?
Okay. How about somebody who also lives in the building,